Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins. I love talking about gardening and answering gardening questions. Bam, 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 bam. Just like that. I love
really
it.
You're really good at it,
too. And we're just going to knock them out of the park today. I'm pleased for all the rainfall we are receiving. At our house, we've gotten at least 2 inches of rain this week. And for the month of May, it's usually 3 or 3.5 inches of rain. So we're really doing well, and this is going to catch us up. But I just am, this weekend is the Mother's Day weekend. Happy Mother's Day to everyone. Happy Mother's Day, Lizzie.
Oh, happy Mother's Day to you, too. Yeah, yesterday was the first rain we actually ended up getting.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of like it kept going around us. I'm like, what is going on? But when it downpoured yesterday, it downpoured. So
that is great. Mm-hmm. And did you get any lightning?
Lots of lightning.
I love lightning.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know that lightning, after a rainfall, I just remember when I was young that after the rainfall, we'd go out into the yard and play because it was stopped raining.
Mm-hmm.
And the grass would be really green.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that smell, mm-hmm. that wonderful fragrance, that's caused by the nitrogen ions in the atmosphere. When we have lightning, they cluster together with the lightning. They just kind of fuse together. And it's like fertilizing your lawn with nitrogen.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that pretty cool?
That is cool.
And that's why your lawn greens up after it rains. It's not because of the water, but it's because of the nitrogen in the atmosphere. And so that's pretty cool. Do you have any plans for Mother's Day this weekend?
Nothing real major. Shrek and I, which is what I call my husband, we do have a double date planned for tonight, though. And the other couple, she is a mom. So I guess maybe that's would be considered going
sure,
out and celebrating.
Sure.
So, but yeah.
Sure. No grand brats around. Just adults.
No. That's it. Just have all adults. I know. Yeah. So
I can appreciate that. Well, the May newsletter is out.
Yes.
And you can see, you can read all about what to do in your month of May. And then my plant of the month, which I really, really love. And then, Lizzie, you have some good advice in there. And
mm-hmm.
beautiful plant that's blooming for you. So I'm really pleased with that.
Yes.
And then also my design tips. Just a little bit of everything. So the drought is really, really affecting the state of Florida. I was going around yesterday, and I could just see so many plants that have died just because, one, they don't have irrigation, and two, is we have not had any rainfall since the beginning of January. And hopefully we're back on pattern. The weather people are saying that we could have another experience with La Nina in the next few months, or it could go El Nino. And so they're not really sure, but we got a couple of months breaks for Mother Nature to decide on that.
Somebody give her vitamins so she'll feel better.
Exactly. And so you can go check that out. If you're not subscribed to the newsletter, it's in your backyard. You can go to my website, www.she-consulting.com, and you can sign up for it, and it's free. I do not sell the lists. I do not sell your email. There's no spam. You just get it once a month. And if you are signed up for it and you didn't get it, check your spam mail and see if it's gone to your spam.
Yeah, I think the first month that I had signed up for it, it did go to spam. So
yeah, so you just want to make sure that your system is accepting it. And we can do that by going to my website and just checking on it and check your spam. I found two important emails in my spam this morning. So I just think I have to do it all the time, just check.
That is strange, isn't that?
Yeah.
Like you can get the same from the same. Nothing has changed, but all of a sudden then that one email will pop in there.
Exactly. Technology there. And so so have you gotten your Mother's Day gift for, I'm just talking to to our listeners, have you gotten your Mother's Day gift? I saw on Family Feud, I think it was last night, that most men get the Mother's Day gift and the birthday presents the day before or the day of the event.
Lies.
Yes, you know. And so So Tony's really good about Mother's Day and also my birthday. So he's really good about it. He plans ahead. But I stopped by Quality Green Specialist to see what data Venric had for Mother's Day. And I'm just telling you, I am so amazed at all the beautiful shrubs and trees. So many blooming flowers. Stop by. There is a new color for Cassandra annuals. It just blew me away. I had to take a picture of it. I'll post it later today. But it, I was able to pick up, very pleased, I was able to pick up aquatic plants. He sells aquatic plants.
Oh, okay.
And for my client's goldfish pond. So I was thinking that I might have to go down to Winter Haven or go to Tampa to get them. But he had beautiful ones right there that I'm just going to use. And so he is going to be coming up. He's got lots of solutions for Mother's Day gifts if you have not gotten one. So we'll be talking to him about that. And you just want to appreciate your mom.
Yes.
Just appreciate her. She worked so hard, and she had you. So, you know, you know that's a big deal right there.
Exactly.
Thank you very much. And so Mother's Day was always, you know, celebrated in our household. And the best presents were the children's presents and the handmade gifts and stuff. But I will tell you, Dana Venric, he's got some great answers from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-410-6385. 800-410-6385. 800-410-6385. That's 800-410-6385.
Uh-oh, did you miss the Real ID May 7th deadline? Real ID compliant licenses and ID cards feature a gold star in the upper right corner. If yours doesn't have one, you can't board commercial aircraft or gain access to any federal facilities. Get yours updated now. To obtain a Real ID for the first time, you must visit a driver's license service center in person. For full details, visit flhsmv.gov/realid. That's flhsmv.gov/realid. Paid for by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Living with a body of water right outside your home sounds delightful. Until these boogers start showing up. Mosquitoes aren't just annoying. They can carry deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. But with Summit Mosquito Dunks, you can have your pond without all the worry. Simply drop a Summit Mosquito Dunk into standing water and kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Mosquito dunks are harmless to people, pets, fish, and wildlife. So it's just that stop hanging around. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Reset Addiction Treatment Helpline. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'll find you the right treatment regardless of your financial situation. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So take 5 minutes of your time and call us right now. We're here answering the phone. I promise it'll change your life.
Call 800-853-0975. That's 800-853-0975. 800-853-0975. Again, 800-853-0975.
Wildfire season is active in your region, and the Florida Forest Service would like to remind you there are many tools that can help reduce the chances of a catastrophic wildfire. That includes creating a defensible space around your home, safely burning yard waste, following Florida's outdoor burning laws, and reporting a potential wildfire or suspicious arson activity. Humans are the leading cause of wildfires in Florida, so visit BeWildfireReadyFL.com for more information on Florida's outdoor burning laws and how to protect your home from wildfire.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states.
This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-496-1910. That's 800-496-1910. Again, 800-496-1910.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Well, we have with us today Dana Venrick. He is owner of Quality Green Specialist Nursery. I was there yesterday loving all the plants. You know, I never walk away from the nursery without buying something from Quality Green Specialist. It's always, he's always got so much fun plants. Good morning, Dana. How are you?
Oh, good, good. How are you, Teresa?
I am great. We had a wonderful talk yesterday. I know the landscape is loving this rainfall. And we're getting it this weekend and through Tuesday. What can we do besides the rainfall to help our plants get through this kind of spring drought until the rain kicks in?
Naturally, with this extended drought of no rain, the plants have become stressed. And so you want to lightly fertilize. Probably a good idea would be a weak solution of liquid fertilizer, very light solution of either controlled or slow-release fertilizer like we have. And so if there comes a gully washer, you don't want to have it all washed through, so you want to do it lightly, but they need a little bit of recovery assistance.
That's a great idea, because we do need to fertilize, because we have that fertilizer ban coming up in June, but then we just don't want it to wash away and go into the lakes and pollute the water, so... That's important.
Exactly. So we have a 405 organic slow release, and then we have one that's also a large portion of control release in our 8011 fertilizer. Both are great fertilizers, and I can highly recommend them.
Wonderful. Now, should people be pruning their plants? Does that add to the stress?
Well, I like to wait 2 weeks or so after you fertilize lightly, because this is a double stress. If you fertilize and prune exactly the same time, but then you want to have energy come into the plant with the fertilization, make the plant perk up, you might say. And then a couple weeks later, when you prune, you know, it'll have a lot more energy to put out new growth. But if you do it all at the same time, it's like a double stress.
Yeah.
They don't grow out as well.
That double whammy, I can understand that. So Mother's Day is tomorrow. And there's still time to get a Mother's Day gift. Are you going to be open tomorrow?
We are. Why don't you bring your moms by? You know, they really enjoy walking through and seeing this beautiful nursery. And we've been improving our orchid native trail also with more orchids, some of the most beautiful orchids you can imagine. We have dozens of orchids now. That's really made the... little wooded trail sort of spectacular. It's very unique, like you're walking through a little Florida woods right in the heart of downtown Deland.
I know, that would be great. And then she can select what she wants for Mother's Day.
Well, absolutely. We have everything you can imagine, from flowers to vegetables, okra with already pods on them, squash plants with squash and tomato plants with tomatoes and all kind of beautiful flowers like marigolds that will help, you know, keep nematodes away in your garden. Sunflowers.
Oh, the bananas. Sunflowers are beautiful.
We have all types of fruiting plants.
Mm-hmm. Well, I noticed you even have fruit trees like peaches and pears and avocados that have fruit already on them.
Well, absolutely. I'm looking at them right now, you know, to see the peaches and the nectarines and the pears and There's other fruit also, like on the olive trees. They're loaded with olives. I'm looking at them right now. But we have fruit on four different varieties of olive. That's really amazing that at one point, you know, I didn't know we could grow olives in Florida. We've disproven that.
Exactly.
To grow them.
No, it's we have a great climate for olives, and they do produce very well. And so Dana, what you have different types of olives. So explain some of the varieties that you have.
Well, the main variety we have are Arbequina from Spain, and that's very productive. It's like a medium-sized olive. And Kimlali from Tunisia is also a small olive, but they both produce excellent quality oil. Arbequina also produces edible table olives. Coratina from Spain needs a pollinator, but it's very productive. We see a lot of fruit on that one every year. And it's a little bit later than the Arbequina as far as putting on the fruit, but it's very productive. Korniki from Greece, that one is very productive. I've seen some of our growers just produce boatloads of Kornikis and produce a lot of oil.
Wow. And that's even in the Latin name for olives, oleo. So you can...
Yes, oleo, Europa, you know, the European olive. This is the real thing.
That's great. And so you also have for sale, which I absolutely love. It's delicious. It's an important beneficial tree that provides all of the resources that you need to eat and be healthy. It contains proteins, vitamins, and minerals, and it fights malnutrition. Tell us about moringa.
Oh, moringa is a native of India. It's a very exotic tree, but you better have your pruning shears handy because it grows fast. And it's a little bit cold tender, so put it in a protected place, keep it cut back. You can use the new growth. It also is all parts of it are edible, the leaves, the seeds, the roots.
And the pods.
Great for malnutrition, especially in the developing world. It's called either the horseradish tree, the miracle tree, the bin oil tree, and for some reason the drumstick tree, but I don't understand that.
I don't either.
A chicken roost in the tree.
But the thing is if you eat the roots, you don't have a plant anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
But it tastes really good. The roots do taste good, but the leaves, they taste so wonderful. It's kind of like spinachy, peppery, just kind of like horseradish. And the pods are excellent. So I enjoy it, and it grows really fast. And it does get tall. It gets to be, what, 6 to 8 feet, 10 feet tall?
Or taller, much taller. It makes a small tree, you know, up to 50 feet. So keep it trimmed back. It's very important.
So keep eating it.
That's the way it's grown around the world, you know, as a hedge, basically. And it's actually great food for livestock as well as humans.
I was surprised at how much I enjoyed it. So now you also have it, and I was surprised by this. I learned something new, Lizzie, when I went to Quality Green Specialist.
Okay.
Dana has four different types of loquat trees.
Oh.
Did you know there were different varieties?
No, had no clue.
So Dana, yep. Tell us what they're like.
Well, these are specially collected varieties that were named, and we have like Ed's Delight, which is actually one that originated in Florida. It has a very large fruit, which is very desirable for a loquat because normally they're very small. It has an excellent taste. It tastes like red table grapes, they say. That's amazing.
Wow.
And it has a beautiful yellow-orange flesh and very meaty with smaller seeds and smooth, thin skin. That is one of the best, and it was developed right here in Florida. We have two that were originated in California, the Champagne and Sherrywood. The Champagne, as the name indicates, is very sweet and spicy. It's a thin peel, and it's best for preserves if you want to preserve or make pies. And the Sherrywood has lots of flesh. That has a deep orange flesh and small seed, great flavor. Only drawback is the thick peel it has. And then there's also one from Israel. We have an international collection of them. Yehuda is from Israel, pear-shaped, very unusual shape, and it makes a great tree because it's fast growing, very hardy, yellow orange flesh with very small seed and mild sweet flavor.
And it's
ask for more.
It's tremendous. It's got a beautiful leaf on it, and it's great for wildlife too. If you'd like to share with your critters.
It is. You know, the foliage reminds me of a magnolia, and just such a wonderful tree and so delicious.
Speaking of magnolias, you have beautiful ones that are flowering, and that would be a great plant for Mother's Day, or even as a memorial for Mother's Day.
Absolutely. We were enjoying the scent of those beautiful white flowers. It's incredible. Such a hardy native tree. It's wonderful.
So Dana, if somebody doesn't have time to bring mom to your nursery quality green specialist in the land, can they get gift certificates?
Yes, indeed. We sell a lot of gift certificates, and the certificate has a beautiful floral design on it. It's something to be proud to give to your mother for Mother's Day. Well, and then they can come and choose whatever they like.
That's great. I know I had a hard time choosing yesterday. You have so much to see. And anyone who wants to start a garden and let mom, start, growing her own plants and flowers, her butterfly gardens, you have soils and you have mulch, you have annuals, and you have native plants and flowers. So where in the land are you located, Quality Green Specialist Nursery?
Well, we're near downtown, just west, 3.5 blocks west of the Stetson campus at 335 West Michigan Avenue. We're open 9 to 4. And so come by, you'll be amazed. People say we have magical products, magical potting soil and fertilizer, and the plants certainly are beautiful and magical in their own way because we pay a lot of attention. We make sure that they have good TLC.
That's right.
Good watering and good fertilizer.
And you give that personal touch too as well. Dana, really slow, say your phone number in case anyone wants to call and ask for more information.
386-734-8000.
There you go.
Easy to remember.
It's very easy to remember.
8000.
Thank you so much, Dana. I appreciate you. Tell Stella have a happy Mother's Day for us.
Oh, yes, I will. Thank you for your thoughts, and happy Mother's Day to you and to Lizzie also.
Thank you. Lizzie's beaming with joy.
Okay.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too, Dana. Thank you so much. Dana Venrick, he's the owner of Quality Green Specialist. He's one of our sponsors here so that we can bring the show to you free of charge, and he is amazing. His knowledge is so expanded. He has been a nursery grower. He has taught for the University of Florida. He's been an agent, extension agent. He's just got so much information that you can bring him any kind of issues with your yard, with your questions on what to fertilize with. They have a great assortment of fertilizer, including azomite and those micronutrients that the plants need so much. And so check it out. Dana's Quality Green Specialist Nursery is at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand, and his phone number is 386-734-8000. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Information Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Reset Addiction Treatment Helpline. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'll find you the right treatment regardless of your financial situation. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So take 5 minutes of your time and call us right now. We're here answering the phone. I promise it'll change your life.
Call 800-853-0975. That's 800-853-0975. 800-853-0975. Again, 800-853-0975.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, Ringing in your ears all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to BrooksNightGuard.com and enter the code Brooks95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-648-9174. 800-648-9174. That's 800-648-9174.
That sound is every driver's worst fear. How much will the repairs cost? Is it your engine, your transmission, or worse? A car breakdown could cost you thousands to repair, but not if you have CarShield. CarShield administrators pay your claims directly to the mechanic or dealer of your choice, saving you time and money. Call CarShield today before your next breakdown. Call 800-954-1023. That's 800-954-1023.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
Call 800-989-1647. 800-989-1647. That's 800-989-1647.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 30 to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works. Call 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is time for you to call in with your gardening questions, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text with a perfect text your name and city and question, 23680. And so I'd like to say good morning to Mike and Ira. And so Mike is down in Venice, and hopefully he's getting rain. I thought that he might have gotten rain, but he is saying he has been rainless. So hopefully you'll get it today, Mike. And then this morning in Lakeland at the Petersons Nursery, they are having a wonderful butterfly talk. It's at 9:30, and they're anticipating a good group. So bring a chair because it's going to be outside, and it's going to be a lovely morning for it. And the nursery will look gorgeous, too, as well. So if you're in Lakeland, you want to go by Peterson's Nursery at 9:30 and check out the Butterfly Talk. And thank you, Andrea. Andrea just said Happy Mother's Day to Lizzie and Teresa. Thank you so much.
Yes.
And I'd like to wish a Happy Mother's Day to my daughter, Teresa. And she is just the light of my life. And my two daughter-in-laws, Amber and Shireen. And so we wish them a Happy Mother's Day. They have made us proud, Grammy and Peepaw. And we have 11 grandchildren. So can't wait for Grandparents' Day.
Oh, there you go. Yes, Happy Mother's Day to them. They're pretty. Your daughter, I got to meet, and very impressive. And your granddaughter, I'm telling you, it's just
she's a cutie pie, isn't she?
And it's so polite and sweet. So you know what?
Totally unlike her grandma. And so yeah, no, we're very, very fortunate. We're blessed. And so 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text 23680. So this is a good month. We've had some rain. If you'd like to start planting, you can be planting all sorts of vegetables. Amaranth, boniato, calabaza. These are all the Caribbean and South American vegetables. Cassavas and chayotes. Cherry tomatoes, collards and dashin. Everglades tomatoes, ginger and lima beans. Longevity spinach. Long squash, loofah beans, and then snap beans, Malabar spinach. These spinaches can take the heat. Usually the regular spinach that we're used to eating only grows in the fall and the wintertime here in Florida. But the Malabar spinach and the New Zealand spinach can take the heat. Okinawa spinach, and they all taste great, and just a little bit different in the spiciness and the pepperiness. Pepperness? How's that? Is that a word, Lizzie? And so okra, Lizzie brought me okra this morning. We're going to have a great okra breakfast with it. And then also hot peppers and peanuts, pigeon peas and pineapples, roselles and Seminole pumpkins. Dana has Seminole pumpkins at Quality Green Specialist. Southern peas and sugar cane, sweet potato, Swiss chard and tamarillos, yams and yard long beans. So lots of great plants and edibles there. So
I had a really weird dream last night. I had a dream that I grew a sweet potato, dug it out of the ground. It was perfect, and it was clean, and it was huge, and it was actually already baked. So I don't know if I'm supposed to be planting sweet taters right now, or
you may be thinking about fall and Thanksgiving.
There
you go. So you're thinking about cooking. So. It just means you were probably hungry. Could have gotten up to the refrigerator and got a snack. So Bill in Orlando, he says, good morning, Teresa. What care should be given in growing an Arbequina olive tree? It's a sapling, so what soil mix should be used for repotting? Thank you, Bill. So Bill, are you going to keep it in the pot or are you going to plant it in the ground? So if it's a really tiny sapling and you want to keep it in the pot, just a regular organic mix that is light and airy. You can have some that, or you can get the ones that have the moisture control where they have the little prills in it to hold onto the moisture. And so they're not really fussy about their potting soil. But then you eventually want to move it out into your yard, full sun. And the care, just fertilizing on a regular basis. And so I would say probably with slow-release fertilizer, every 3 months or so, you could do it 3 times a year, 4 times a year, and that's going to give them the nutrition it needs to get nice and big and healthy. And so as you have it in the ground and it gets taller, you can limit up, you know, right about when it starts to be 5 to 6 feet tall, just start trimming up the branches and creating a nice canopy for it. Olive trees, arbequinas, and all the other ones have a wonderful gnarly trunk. And so you're not going to see it, though, until it's about 50 years old, that gnarly trunk. But you can also, get them that are bigger sizes, you know, 600, 400-gallon plants that are, 10 to 20 feet tall, but have that gnarly trunk. And I have been fortunate enough to have a couple of projects that I've been able to use the ones with the gnarly trunks. So they're really cool. But the Arbequina is great for Central Florida, and you don't have to worry about the cold. It should be just fine. I think that's about it. Water it on a regular basis. You know, for the little pots, just stick your finger in the pot, in the potting soil. If it's cool, moist, or damp, you don't need to water it. So, but in the heat and in full sun in the ground, I would say at least two times a week during the summertime, if no rain. Great question, Bill. That's wonderful. Linda, I was thinking about you all week, Linda. She's in zone 8. She said she looked everywhere for the answer to her email, pictures of Browning St. Augustine Lawn. St. Augustine Lawn, I listen to it every minute. So, Linda, I am going to get to that today, I promise you. I've had a busy week, and the emails have been I've just been saturated. So it's been a busy week, a busy spring. So
I would say so, yes.
And Linda's been very, very, very good. She's a longtime listener, so we love hearing from her. So you want to make sure this is a really, really good time to check your irrigation system. So if you've had rain the last 2, 3, 4 days and your irrigation system comes on, then you need to either put up a rain sensor shutoff device, which is mandatory for all automatic irrigation sprinkler systems, or you need to change or fix your rain shutoff device. So you need to either replace it. It's a piece of technology. Sometimes they stop working. Check that out, because you don't want to water if we're getting enough rain. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Make your garden come alive with Quality Green Specialists. Discover Quality Green's beautiful nursery with thousands of fruit trees, fruiting plants, flowers, herbs, and vegetables. Enjoy an explosion of color and see amazing results in your garden. Quality Green has the very best in organic-based, sustainable products to grow everything super productive, strong, and healthy. Quality Green Specialists, 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Conveniently open 9 to 4 daily. Online at QualityGreenSpecialists.com.
The sun's out, the water's cool. It's a perfect day for boating.
What's that boat doing?
Perfect boating days can quickly turn into disasters when drugs and alcohol are involved. Don't let boating under the influence ruin your day. FWC officers have zero tolerance for impaired operators. If you're over the limit, you're under arrest. Learn more at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the FWC Division of Law Enforcement. Uh-oh, did you miss the Real ID May 7th deadline? Real ID compliant licenses and ID cards feature a gold star in the upper right corner. If yours doesn't have one, you can't board commercial aircraft or gain access to any federal facilities. Get yours updated now. To obtain a Real ID for the first time, you must visit a driver's license service center in person. For full details, visit flhsmv.gov/realid. That's flhsmv.gov/realid. Paid for by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
I'm fine, Bob. I just wish I were ready for mosquito season.
Well, that's why I bought Summit Mosquito Dunks.
Summit Mosquito Dunks?
Yep, they kill the mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite.
How about that? Well, I guess I'm off to the store.
Help protect yourself and your family from diseases caused by mosquitoes with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Third.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to BrooksNightGuard.com and enter the code Brooks95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Call 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086. Again, 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. And now, Teresa's top five.
And my top five this week are Mother's Day floral perfumes. So the very first one is Bella Vita Luxury Perfumes for Women. It's a set of four different perfumes from vanilla with a floral sweet and a musk cologne in a gift set. It is $20. The next one is Elizabeth Taylor's Women's Perfume. Eau de Parfum spray. It smells like gardenias. It comes in a 3-ounce size, $20. Number three is a Vera Wang Eau de Parfum for Women. It's got a delicate floral scent with notes of iris, lilies, and sandalwood. It's very feminine and subtle. And a 3-ounce bottle is $26. Number four is Estee Lauder's Pleasures Eau de Parfum Spray with also lilies and white peonies and jasmine. 1 ounce, $92. And number five is Coach Floral Eau de Parfum, long-lasting fragrance with notes of pineapple, sorbet, peonies, and musks. It's floral and fruity. It is a beautiful pink perfume bottle. You got to look it up. Coach Floral Eau de Parfum, 1.7 ounces, $95, Lizzie.
I'll pass.
There you go.
Wow. That's good to know. Yeah, there's actually a perfumes out that smell.
Like flowers. So it's a wonderful Mother's Day gift. But sadly, I wear white linen. That's my fragrance. It smells like laundry. White linen.
Smells clean.
It's wonderful. It's great. I love it. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text 23680 if you're in the garden area. We'd love to talk to you and talk about what's going on in your garden. If you got a text message, 23680 would be lovely. We can talk to you then. So what else can you be doing right now? So with the stress of the drought, are going to come the insect issues. Okay, I've seen so many lawns that are completely dead or brown, and they have loads of dollarweed in them, which is interesting since dollarweed's an aquatic plant in the yard. But also, too, some areas that could have been affected by chinch bugs and sod webworms. You want to start looking for sod webworms. So when you're walking your yard on a regular basis, you want to do it at least once a week. You walk across, and you want to look for a cloud of moths coming up from your ground. You don't want to see that, but you want to notice it because that means that you have sod webworms, and you're not going to see an issue now because the sod webworms are laying the eggs, which are going to do the damage when they hatch. They're going to go after your roots, and you're going to start to see your lawn slowly decline even more. And so when you see the moths, if you see one or two, no big whoop. Every lawn should be able to handle one or two bad bugs, okay? So if you see one or two, not a big issue. But keep walking your yard looking for 5, 7, 10, 12, a cloud coming up. If you notice it, and it doesn't necessarily mean like they're flying around, it can just look like something jumping out of your grass blades, that it just looks like they're jumping. So then you want to put down a sod webworm control granules. You can find them in your box stores, in your nurseries, to take care of them. Follow the instructions. But you want to do it about a month after you see the sod webworms flying. And that way you put down the insecticide and it takes care of the issue. May is also a good month. Go ahead and seed that bahia grass, especially with this rain that we've had. It's going to be a good way to put down the seed and get a thicker lawn. A thicker lawn is going to be more resistant to disease and insects and weeds, nice and healthy. So also, too, you want to make sure that you are avoiding shearing your plants and shrubs. If, you know, that shearing across kind of rips the leaves, and when you rip the leaf, you are causing it to be more susceptible to disease and insects. So you want to have that nice, good, clean cut. So instead of shearing your shrubs, just taking your clippers and pruning them with hand pruners, your clippers, and just clip the branches that are out of control, and that's going to be healthier for the plant. Look at your trees. This is the month that you want to make sure you want to take care of your trees before hurricane season. I will tell you right now, I've got a lot of work being done by arborists for my clients that they're taking care of their trees now, because June 1st, I can tell you, the prices are going to go up and it's going to be hard to get an appointment and get them out there. So once hurricane season gets here, very difficult to, or it takes a long time to get on their schedule. So check them out now. Call your certified arborist, okay? Just somebody who's going through the neighborhood saying they'll cut your trees, not recommended. So many times I see trees, oak trees, that line neighborhoods, communities, and they have just been hacked back in the wrong place, and they look terrible. And when they're not cut correctly, they are more susceptible to hurricanes. So when you're looking at your trees, if you see any kind of sap-stained bark, if you see any dark areas, hollow areas, and twin trunks, if you have a twin trunk tree, that's not healthy. It's not recommended. Okay, so get that arborist out there. Get them to tell you which one is the more straighter trunk, which one's the more healthier trunk, and just make it a single tree. That's going to be the best, because if it's two trunks, they're going to split wide apart, and it's going to be more susceptible to rot because that water is going to get on the inside of the tree. Also, too, this is a time to look and see what kind of drainage you have in your yard. If you're seeing puddling anywhere, then this is something that you want to correct before the rainy season gets here. And that could mean that you need to go ahead and, either add more sand to your soil, or also just putting French drains in where it needs to drain. You're going to see right now with the rains that we've had, areas that are flooding or areas that the water sits in, and you want to take care of it now.
Also, look around what you consider your neighborhood or city, and if they've built any new subdivisions near you, there's a possibility that now your water flow onto your yard property will be totally different. So this last
yep.
year, because of all of the, 300-something houses they did catty corner to us
yeah.
and filled in that cow pasture, now our water drains almost right into our garage.
So, oh my goodness!
Yeah. So now we're spending, like you're saying, now we're doing our drainage this month, May, to redirect it to go out to the back of our property. So
there, good foresight.
That's
crazy. That's one. Yeah, it is crazy. I mean, I don't get it. Okay, so you want to go ahead and check your roses for insect issues and black spot. If you're getting black spot with this rain, you know, you really can't help it if we're getting this rain at night, which we are. Plants that stay wet longer than 5 hours, they're more susceptible to diseases. So with the rain, we can't help it, but you can put down a systemic. BioAdvance 3-in-1 has a disease control. It's also a fertilizer, and it's also an insect control and for your roses. And that will help your roses stay healthy. And you, so when you get the black spot, you can't really cure it. You can only prevent it. Pick up your leaves that are have the fungus on them. Don't let them fall to the ground. You want to be really, really clean in your garden. You want to make sure that you don't have any diseased leaves in the ground, because what happens is when your irrigation or the rainfall falls down, it splashes on that leaf, and the spores from that fungus will fly up, and it will infect other leaves. So you want to be really clean in your garden. Use sterile tools as well. You don't want to be hacking on your plants with issues, and especially your palms. You want to make sure that as you're going and pruning your palm to palm, that you make sure you sterilize your tools. You can either use bleach. You can use any kind of a cleaning product for your tools, and make sure that you clean before you go to the next one. That's the way the diseases are spread. Also, too, this is my weekly warning. Lubber grasshoppers, I killed 2 this week. It was such a great feeling. And so kill lubber grasshoppers when you see them. Those are the larger. They're getting larger and larger now as we're getting into the summertime. Larger black grasshoppers, they have yellow or orange stripes on them, or they may be even adults by now. Okay, and so when you see them, now is the time to kill them when they are small juveniles. When they get to be adults, the only 2 things that can kill them are bricks, okay? And so you want to stomp on them. You want to cut them in half. You know, you can do anything with your pruners like that. But look for pears. When you see one, there's another one somewhere around. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Motorcyclists, bicyclists, pedestrians, and commercial vehicles all have the right to be on the road and travel safely. Motorists, watch out for bicyclists and pedestrians, allowing 3 feet of clearance, and be on the lookout for motorcycles. Never attempt to share a lane with one. Drive cautiously around commercial vehicles. Don't cut in front and stay out of their blind spots. When we're on the road together, safety is a shared responsibility. Let's all make it home safely. A message from the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Mosquitoes are a nuisance. They can transmit deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Protect yourself with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Placed in ponds, bird baths, or any standing water, Summit Mosquito Dunks are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife, but kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite and last for 30 days or more. Find Summit Mosquito Dunks at garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.